You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I have some wonderful people that speak into my life and that walk with me, and in different seasons, and Jane Louder, who, you know, we were talking about Ruth Heflin earlier and the great impact that she had during that year, but I've been walking with Calvary Campground now for 20 years, and a woman by the name of Jane Louder, Sister Jane, took over after Ruth went to be with the Lord, and she has had much more of an impact on my life than Ruth ever did. Oh, wow. It's that walking and working and sharing. She's a humble and caring person. She was the daughter of a sharecropper. She speaks into my life. She's a phenomenal prophetic voice and great wisdom. And John Kelly is another man that has really had an impact on me as far as mentoring me in the apostolic. He is the convening apostle for the International Coalition of Apostolic Leaders.
Okay.
Him and Peter Wagner in 2004.
Oh, Peter Wagner, yeah, wow.
Peter Wagner was a wonderful man of God. They commissioned me apostolically in Canada, and it was a traumatic change. I think it was like 2004, and that's when I began to birth and build churches and came to the apostolic revelation. And because I had only seen just one style of church, you know, so, you know, in that setting.
It was a big difference, because once you start moving apostolic, it's everything.
Everything.
It's in every mountain. You're moving everywhere, and kingdom is everywhere, right?
It is. And that's what we have to do, is get that kingdom thinking. And you know, sometimes we look out the keyhole of our little place, our city, our church, our thing. I mean, Jesus came preaching kingdom. He didn't come preaching church.
He sure didn't.
He came preaching kingdom.
He set the church.
He set the church in place, and Paul gave us the structure and everything through the power of the Holy Spirit, how to establish it, how to walk and work in the gifts, how to work in relationship, how to equip and empower others. But Jesus came declaring the kingdom, and he is about kingdom. We need to be more kingdom-minded today. And the same thing with the
kingdom
barriers.
Will be preached to all.
Yeah.
And then the end will come. So if we preach church, he didn't even preach salvation.
Yeah.
He preached the kingdom. And to know him and to follow him and believe him and make him the Lord of your life. And then you're saved.
Yes.
And the kingdom, seek ye first, not the church organization, but seek the kingdom of God. And then everything becomes added to you. Kingdom, kingdom, kingdom.
As we begin to network together with kingdom people with a kingdom mindset,
it's exciting, isn't
these
it?
Barriers are going to come down that man has put up. And that's what has to happen in this hour in order for us to come to a place of true unity.
Right.
The barriers, racial barriers, gender barriers, financial barriers, denominational barriers have to begin to melt.
Right.
And they're going to melt, and they're going to come down as the kingdom of God begins to be made manifest through the hearts of his people. That kingdom mindset is going to bring down the barriers that bring us to a place of true unity. I'm walking with three or four ecumenical organizations now where I'm dealing with very traditional denominational people, and their hearts are open. I just did the 225th anniversary for the Presbyterian Church in Canada.
Wow.
Right? And they were dressed in their kilts and everything, the Canadian Old Guard and all of that.
Wow.
Big, beautiful building and the old fashioned stall type things. And they received me in a kingdom way.
Beautiful.
So wonderful in who I am and who they were. And we were brothers and sisters in the Lord. And they got a chance to see something completely different.
Wow.
And I got a chance to see how God brings them. I was, you know, the different cultures and traditions. I was just up in the Arctic. I just spent, you know, the last 8 days or so in the Arctic. And I was doing 3 or 4 day meetings up there.
Right.
It's an exciting time. And the
Inuits—that's what Eskimo people, right?
They're Inuits. They're Eskimos. What we learned about Eskimos—they're the Inuit. They have their own culture. They have their own language, everything. They are so beautiful. It's cold, but they have warm hearts.
Wow.
And I've had a chance to, I've probably been up there 20 or more times, and we've sent teams up. Mm. They are an awesome people.
Right.
And they're going after God. The last 50 years, no people group has advanced more than they had.
Wow.
50, 55 years ago, they were living out on the land.
Right.
Now, they are self-governing, self-running, wow. And just all kinds of things.
The kingdom of God.
Kingdom. Wow. And they're all about kingdom. They're wonderful.
One of the biggest frustrations I know of Ken Summerall, who's with the Lord right now, a spiritual father to me in the Lord, is that, you know, he was moving apostolically, kind of ahead of the times that, you know, in our season, with the Father's heart, and he taught me a lot about, you know, walking in that. But his frustration was, and you can see it today, is where when you talk kingdom, you really have many kingdoms going on. And so, you know, his frustration was is that people wouldn't stop building their kingdom enough to come together for the kingdom of God. And sometimes we can confuse or not even think about kingdom, especially if you're building church and building some network. Yeah. Versus it's the kingdom you're advancing that, you know, it doesn't need walls. And so his frustration was men would go back to building their kingdom again, even though they got stirred for a while. Does that make sense? When revival started in Brownsville Assembly of God, pastors came from all the region close by. But that question came up all of a sudden, if I stay here too long, I won't have that there. And it's like, you know, it's just like, what do you do with that?
One of the things that you can do and that I've tried to do, I hope I've done it successfully, is I certainly focus on the vision that God gave me for Eagle Worldwide Ministries that I pioneered and the churches.
Right.
And, you know, we have a network of ministries and all of those things that you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. And I focus because I know that's the vision of God and I have to be faithful to that vision.
Right.
But at the same time, I have to get myself out of that. And if whether I'm pastoring a local church in that or just keep myself contained in Eagle Worldwide. I mean, I'm on the board of outside churches, maybe seven outside churches. I'm involved with the International Coalition of Apostolic Leaders, Prophetic Leaders. And you have to get outside of your own little, and you have to force yourself to do it.
Right.
Because the vision that God gives you is it begins to enlarge and fulfill in your midst. Mm-hmm. It'd be all consuming.
Yes.
And the next thing you know, you find yourself, you're just in a bigger bubble.
Yeah.
You got to keep fighting your way out of that to see what God's doing all around the world. You know, we look here in Pensacola and it's a great place and a great gateway to the nations of the world and a spiritual gateway, one of the 12 spiritual gateways that I think God has established all over the earth to bring through the new.
Right.
So we can get consumed here in the city or we can see how things, bad things are going in either a local church or in the country, in America, but God's moving all over the earth.
All over the earth.
I just had a group of Iranians, Iranian churches that I met with in Toronto, and they were former Muslims that have come to Christ, and some were still Muslims that were in the room.
Right.
But God had given me a revelation. I was in an airport in the dream, like, you know, a small sitting area in a small airport, and I'm sitting in there, and I look around, and I see these other traveling ministers there, and I recognize them as traveling ministers, and a lady comes out, and she says, Paris, France. And she comes out, and she gives somebody their tickets, and then she comes out in London, England, you know, Hawaii, all these places, and some of them I'd been before.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking around, and now I'm the last person. And
this
she comes
out. This is a dream.
And she says, yeah, this is in a dream. Mm-hmm. And she says, Iranian Airlines, Iraqi Airlines, Persian Airlines.
Wow.
I'm looking around, ain't nobody else. She said, yeah, this is you.
Oh, wow.
She hands me the tickets. 2 days later, I'm at camp. This is summer camp this year. Mm-hmm. That's the way I opened up the first night I shared that dream.
Right.
And 2 days later, three Iranian pastors came to see me and wanted to know if I would do an Iranian group meeting of pastors and churches
in Canada?
Toronto.
In Toronto, okay. Wow.
And So I gathered them together.
So what did you say?
The same way the dream came to pass.
Within
3 days.
Wow.
And then right after camp,
I
held a meeting, you know, an open night evangelistic meeting, bringing these churches together.
Yeah.
Completely different culture, different background, different mindset. But we have to get outside of this comfort zone of who we are and what we're doing.
Right.
We need to get in. We need to get that missionary heart, that missionary call. We need to break out of the box, break out of the bubble.
Okay.
We need to reach out into what God is doing in the kingdom.
Right.
We've got to go into the marketplace. We got to know that every man that says yes to Jesus Christ, the ministry is birthed in them.
Wow,
a gift and a call is going to be enlarged in them.
Right.
And they are ministers, they are priests.
Yes.
That everybody that's in our church is a priest.
Right.
And we're all priests. We're a royal priesthood and a holy nation.
Right.
That the moment you say yes to Jesus, you know, a ministry was birthed in you. I have to see that ministry in you.
Right.
As a visionary, I have to see that, and I have to respect you and the gift and call of God that's on your life, and I have to empower you and equip you and mentor you and launch you.
Right, right.
And until we can see all of these things begin to happen, we got to keep breaking out of this church mindset, the old-fashioned model of church, and break into what God's doing in this day and time and season.
Right. Right.
And let's begin to let God change us so we can change the world we're in.
Mm.
We can't bring change and transformation to the world as a change agent unless I let him change me.
Mm-hmm.
And before he can change me in the natural, he has to change my mindset.
Right.
And then everything begins to change, that renewing and totally washing and renewing of your mind.
Right.
And we got to break these old things off of us.
Yes, we
do. And move into the kingdom view that God has for every one of us.
Rick Joyner just said at Morningstar Harvest Conference that about maybe 3-4% of everybody born again were born again by crusades, outreaches, you know, all these big televisions and things we do. But 95-97% were won by another believer in a relationship.
Come on.
So by empowering and encouraging the church to be the church, not the building, but the people that are in it, to be encouraging them and inspiring them, will win the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be won by these other things that we think they're won by.
Yes.
And so,
one by one.
Which means everybody is very, very important. But like 97% are won through personal family, friends, and those kind of type of relationships there. I think it's so powerful. You said one thing, and I want to go to something else, but you said that we get focused on our stuff. It's very demanding. I mean, literally almost drowned almost in things you're called to do. And you can see no reason, how am I going to be able to reach out? And it's almost another thing that I'd have to do to step out of what I'm doing to connect. And that's where you said it, where we kind of just fall to, I'm not really building my kingdom, I'm just surviving in this thing that I'm called to do. And it's a major effort. And then you're talking to somebody else who's doing the same thing. They're like, I'm trying to get with you, brother, but I can't get with you because I'm, you know, it's all pulling and demanding on you. But when we come together, when our streams meet, and when we meet, because you're bringing all that God's doing in your stream and what you're doing to another stream. And when those streams come together and this stream comes together, you got this huge river that begins to come. And so it literally is an effort. It's a huge effort.
It is an effort.
And people in your stream will think you're crazy for reaching outside your stream because they want all of you, all of your attention, all of your time. But they'll be healthier when you're healthier and we're connected to the kingdom of God. Does that make sense?
This morning, I was just with a group of pastors here in Pensacola at 6 a.m. At a prayer meeting. And there's a challenge to bring us together in true unity. And we have to let go of so many things in order to embrace the fullness of what God's doing.
Right.
And we have to base our relationships not on what the relationship somebody else had with you or with me or with another pastor.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be willing to lay our own works down and our own things down and our times. And we have to really take time to be with one another.
Yeah.
If we're going to really, you know, because I'm not looking for more meetings or another good meeting or another conference.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, today I'm not even really looking for revival.
Mm.
I'm looking for the God of revival.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah,
and
good.
When we touch him, everybody's going to get revived. Because it's going to be completely different, and this is going to be something so special. But the boundaries have to come down,
yeah.
And the streams have to flow together.
Yeah.
And we have to take off all the things that would make us want to compete with one another.
Right.
Because we're supposed to complete each other. Mm-hmm. And we're on the same team, Greg. If I see you do good, mm-hmm. and you score, when you score, I score.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to remember I'm on
your
team.
Mm-hmm.
And that people that I pastor or shepherd, they're not my people, they're his people.
Right.
And that they need a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't hold on to them, and if I try to, mm-hmm. I'm going to cause myself a lot of trouble.
Right.
I have to do everything I do in life with an open hand,
mm.
you know, because anything I try to hold on to actually has a hold of me. It has a stranglehold on
yep.
me.
Yep.
And sometimes you hold on to people, and because you have that natural pastoral heart, that mm-hmm. shepherd's heart, you right. want to protect them, you want to hold on to them, and you have relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? When they're ready to go, just release them, let
right.
them go,
yeah,
and yeah. let them experience things mm-hmm. everywhere. Let's start to let freedom and liberty be real.
Yeah.
And let's stop
proclaim
trying
liberty.
To protect what we
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
Because you're not really protecting it. You're choking it with control.
Yeah.
Let's start to let some things go and let mm-hmm. it flow.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what God will do. You know what? If it really belongs to you,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come back.
Right.
If that person was really meant to be with you,
right.
God is going to make sure they find a way back to you.
Right.
I mean, all of these things are working together for good.
Right.
Every experience in our life, mm-hmm. good, bad, whatever,
mm-hmm.
he's going to turn it all into good for his glory.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.